agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Let us bring him in, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
I want you to know I'm wearing shorts for the first time this year.
Well, howdy doody.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it.
Yes. Oh, brother. Well, it will be a partly sunny and a less humid day today in the middle 80s, and there could be a shower or thunderstorm tonight with a very weak front, otherwise partly cloudy, and again 60 to 65, so a little bit milder than this morning. Partly sunny on Friday, an isolated afternoon thundershower. I would not blink my eyes or you'll miss that in the middle 80s. We're changing the forecast for Saturday. I didn't change it yet. I'm waiting for new guidance, but it looks like sun and clouds will start the day, but showers and thunderstorms will end the day. And there is the risk of getting some severe weather. Not good. I'll tell you in a second why. Mid-80s. Then partly cloudy and humid, chance of thunderstorms Sunday, but my thinking is that they may happen in the morning, left over from Saturday night, if that is the case, and a high of 85 to 90. A very warm weekend, but the biggest interruption would come Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. The Severe Storm Prediction Center puts us in a slight risk of severe weather. And they do go into an explanation that it's a possibility that it may not happen because here's the other fly in the ointment. A warm front could produce a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity Saturday morning, early. And then by late morning, it turns hazy and humid behind the warm front. So the question is, will the cloud cover from any showers and thunderstorms Saturday morning hold down the heating so that when the cold front arrives late Saturday night, the chances of showers and thunderstorms will not be as great? That has to be answered. Maybe we'll be able to answer that tomorrow. In any event, early next week looks fair and warm, period. Early part of next week. So the other thing that bothers me about the forecast is that this weekend, as you know, I'm not going to the lake because we have our second movie premiere Saturday, and it starts at 4 p.m.
Uh-oh.
We started it at 4 p.m. because I figured I could ask everybody to go outside in our patio, and which is big enough to fit 13 people, and have some cocktails and some some really really light hors d'oeuvres like that, and then have dinner inside, and then show the movie, and then tell them to go home. So the question is, will we manage to get at least an hour or two outdoors? That's all I need. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Again, so the weather will be highly dependent on what we do there. So yours truly, again, is under the gun in more ways than one. And if you didn't notice any difference in my speech, it's a good reason for it. Guess why?
You didn't get it done.
No, I went there. I went to the dentist. And, they work on a, when you get there, you have to stay in your car and call. And then they call you when the office is empty and you go in and you're escorted right to the chair. No waiting room, no, nothing like that at all. So I got in there and I said to the technician, and she's very lovely, I said, so is this the last visit? And she looked at me, she says, I don't think so. I said, oh, come on. She says, no, I don't think so, but the doctor will be in shortly. So when she came in, I said, first of all, am I getting needles all over the place? She said, not if I could help it. I said, oh, great. I said, so this is it? She says, no. And I said, well, she says, no, it's more impressions. I said, what? She said, yes, look. And she shows me these two templates that there are the roof of my mouth, but there's no teeth on them. And I'm laughing. I said, yeah. She says, this is just to get the entire fixture of your mouth. I said, but we did this already. She says, yeah, but now they made two templates to lab, and they want to make sure that this is it. She says, so the first one is just an overall thing. She's in the second one. She said, I have to take the screws out of your implants or the caps, whatever they are, on the implants. She says, put this over the all of the implants and then screw it in to make sure that it doesn't jiggle or anything like that. Don't ask, Marshall. Yeah, I mean, she wanted to numb me, but there was one implant. No problem taking the screw out, but putting the screw in, oh my goodness. And I said, why is that? And she showed me on the x-ray. She said, that particular implant is deep. I said, and why is that? She said, he was very smart who did that. She said, he did it deep enough. She said, in case there is a little bit of bone loss, that will not affect that implant in that spot. She said, and the tissue falls. This is what she explains to me on the chair. She says, so when I'm screwing it in, she says, when the screw hits that tissue, you get pain. So the way she did it, she said, okay, I have to do another little tightening. I'm going to count to three. Ready? One, two, three. Pain. One, two, three. Pain. Until the screw was in and tight. And I walked in. I said, so now how many more visits? She said, I see two. One more, she said, for the mock demonstration. And she said, and if that works out well, she says, then they will make your real teeth and that'll be it.
Now, did you get charged for this?
Or is that... I give her money every time I go because I'm trying to pay down the debt. I also handed her my pre-estimate from my dental insurance.
Yeah, what'd she say?
And she called the guy out, you know, her husband, and she said, here, I said, Arthur, you're going to have to hurry on this. I said, my plan ends June 30th, and then the next year cuts in. So if I didn't spend $2,000 for this current year, which I haven't from the plan, grab it now, whatever you could grab, because then that's going to end, and then, you know, and then we're working on the next year already. So he said, all right. So I figured whatever they could get from the plan, let them get from the plan, because truthfully, with COVID causing the business to be slackened off here, and having to pay the dental bills, it's getting a little tough. I mean, we have not gotten any movie, TV, or commercial productions since March because they're not shooting.
Yeah.
So we're losing money. You know, we're losing a lot of money. You know, I mean, let's face it. They can't, whatever they scheduled in March and whatever they scheduled in September, they can't put them together if in September they start shooting again. So there is a host of TV programs that have been canceled. And if anybody wants the list, it's online, but I think there's 167 shows. I don't know how many have been canceled out of the 167 shows.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, had I been in the chair and she went one, two, pain, I'd have said, stop. Inject.
She said to me, she's so sweet. She said, would you like me to numb you? And I looked at her, I said, after this, it's over, right? She said, yeah, we just got to get this one screw in. I said, let's do it. You know, don't bother numbing me for. Then she would have to wait 15 minutes. I just, you know what? I said, let me just do it. And you know, every time she said one, two, three, I yelled your name, Marshall. So baseball is starting July 27th.
Yep.
And I know my teams are going to be working right out of their own stadiums. I guess no fans. Because at one point they were talking about Arizona and they said, or Florida. They said, you may be forecasting for Florida because all the teams are going to be playing from one place. But that's not what I hear right now.
No, because Arizona and Florida are now the hot spots.
Right. So there you go. Okay. That's
so now they'll go back to New York where it's already been through once. So that's good. Well, you get that business back starting in July, at the end of July.
Yeah. Yep. That's true.
Yeah. Do you have both the Yankees and the Mets?
No, not the Yankees yet. I guess they were kind of waiting on what was going to happen.
Well, you should hear from them. You should hear from them soon.
I should. I mean, considering that, you know, it's a month away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, Marshall. And it's another day and another dollar.
Well, you only have what? How much? 26,000 more of those dollars to go.
Thanks, Marshall.
Hey, well, that means you're going to live another 26,000 days. The dentist will make sure they keep you alive.
Right, exactly.
All right, Pat. I will speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.